Every day on PT, we play highlights from terrific concerts from all around the world, played by some of the great talents of our time. We enjoy listening to music because it moves us. It's beautiful. But as you may have experienced, music also has the ability to touch, to heal, to build bridges, to sustain us. Today, we're starting a new weekly feature called Transformations, and we'll focus on those moments, large and small, when music transforms us.
I started cello since I was 8 years old, and ever since then I fell in love with the instrument.
It's an audition process. You schedule for an audition, they listen to you, then they decide whether you get in or not.
I've always wanted to play violin, but I didn't start until I was 4.
It really is an enjoyable experience to play with people who are more experienced and who enjoy it as much as I do.
The four students of the Inferno Quartet, Jordan Bukiko, 17, Lauren Brown, 15, Alan Lawson, who's also 17, and 16-year-old Justin Green. So far, so routine. There are hundreds of similar music camps around the country every summer. But what you can't tell listening to this is that these young players are all African-American, and supporting young Latino and African-American musicians is the point of this camp and of the entire Sphinx organization.
Well, it's really to build diversity in classical music, and that takes several different forms.
Aaron Dworkin founded Sphinx 14 years ago.
There were a lot of young people, young students of color, who were studying but did not necessarily have access to high-quality teaching. So what we wanted to do is create an environment in which they could be surrounded by their peers from around the country, be on their instruments 7 or 8 hours a day, and love it, and get very high quality intensive instruction so that within a few short years they will be competitive for any of the top summer music programs and be well prepared to be able to go on to music schools.
Good sustaining. That felt like the right length of chord at the very end.
Sphinx is best known for its annual competition. Young black and Latino string players compete for the chance to play with a professional orchestra, and the winners often go on to get high-profile solo performances. Violinist Brian Hernandez-Luch, who's Latino, won in 2003. He's coaching the Inferno players on Beethoven.
For many of these kids, they come from a community where it's not necessarily the cool thing to do. You know, you're not really cool if you're playing the violin in an orchestra. So when they get together and they see their peers looking like they do, it does imbue them with a sense of confidence. It gives them a sense of belonging and of acceptance of what they do.
Over in the practice rooms, other students are getting private lessons or rehearsing for that night's masterclass. Does the fact that all 32 students are from a minority make a difference?
My name is Aisha Deal. I'm 17 years old and I play the cello. When you see all the students coming in, they look just like you. Usually back at home, we're playing in orchestras full of people that aren't African American or Latino. You're usually the only one. And when you come here, you feel embraced. It's almost as if it's your own experience.
Sphinx founder Aaron Dworkin.
For the competition, for our performance academies, we do focus on blacks and Latinos. We look at what are the groups that represent the largest groups in the overall population, but who are underrepresented in classical music. And within those groups, blacks and Latinos are, of course, the two key ones. So that's why that's our focus. With most of our educational programming, there isn't an actual cultural or racial focus to it. We're really focusing on underserved.
That usually means people who can't afford music lessons. Stephanie Marrero is a talented 17-year-old violinist, not because she had easy opportunities along the way. From third grade through seventh grade, she taught herself from books. During that time, she physically outgrew her small student violin. Now, attending the free Sphinx camp has encouraged her to continue.
I had a lot of bad habits that I had to break as soon as I, you know, got a teacher. My arm had grew and I was still in a 3/4 violin. I needed a full. My bow hand, because I taught myself, so it was all awkward. So it was very difficult, but I really wanted to play. And so I've gotten so much better and I love it. I can't live my life without playing the violin or listening to music. So it's definitely a lifelong thing that I will do.
That night, 17-year-old Fermin Segarra Cordero from Puerto Rico took the stage at the masterclass with violinist Rachel Barton Pine, playing a Mozart concerto.
I did not expect to see Rachel Barton on the list of masterclasses, and when I saw it, I just went to the practice room and started practicing.
Barton Pine has been involved with the Sphinx program for more than 10 years.
You know, if these kids had looked different, if they'd been white, if they'd been Asian and played exactly as they played today, I would have said they were impressive. They weren't impressive for a Latino kid. They weren't impressive for a black kid. They were just really talented, really accomplished students. And, you know, a generation ago, we weren't yet able to say that. And the fact that things have already changed is so encouraging and, you know, really gives us a lot of optimism to keep doing what we're doing.
Sphinx has definitely taught me that just because you're a minority and just because your family might have low funds, you can do it.
Where I'm from, there aren't many opportunities. And this opportunity here, it just makes me want to know more about music and to get better at what I do.
Young musicians talking about their experiences at the Sphinx Performance Academy in Chicago. It's a training camp for African-American and Latino string players between 12 and 17 years old. You can find out more about the Sphinx Academy on the PT website. We're online at performancetoday.org. Click on the transformations icon on the lower right side of that page. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about the Sphinx mission to help train young African-American and Latino classical musicians. You can write to us by clicking on the contact button on the PT homepage. Call the PT listener line, 866-943-4450, or join the conversation on the PT page on Facebook. Among others, we heard from the four members of the Inferno Quartet. They're all between 15 and 17 years old. At the Sphinx Academy this past summer, they played Beethoven's Quartet No. 4. The young members of the Inferno Quartet, all between 15 and 17 years old, playing Beethoven's String Quartet No. 4 this past summer at the Sphinx Performance Academy at Roosevelt University in Chicago. The Sphinx Academy, by the way, just one of many projects of the Sphinx organization. They host a competition every winter for young African-American and Latino string players, the Sphinx Competition. The winners of the 2010 Sphinx Competition and some past winners as well will play tonight at Carnegie Hall in New York, the first stop on the National Sphinx Chamber Orchestra Tour. Thanks, by the way, to Callum Thompson, who wrote and produced our story on the Sphinx Academy. This was the first feature in a new series called Transformations, highlighting moments when music transforms us. Next Tuesday on PT, we'll go back to a music school in the Palestinian town of Ramallah, about 10 miles north of Jerusalem. I'm Fred Child. This is Performance Today.
American Public Media.